Amen.
I greet you in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Maybe before we read the scripture, we may just sit down for just 1 or 2 minutes. I want to greet you all in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm so glad to be back home. There is no better place than being at home. So this is my home. I'm glad to see some familiar faces. My elder brothers. My precious sisters. Some young brothers. I'm so glad to be home. Praise the Lord. I think some 12 months ago, I was here again, and I want to say maybe I was very fortunate. I was the last minister ordained by Pastor Chesser. The way how he did it, until now, I only came to understand that there was a reason for that. It was so fast the way how he did it. And that time, I never understood it. But now I understand. So I thank God so much, even for the elders of the church, to give me this opportunity just to say one word or two words. Praise the Lord. Now we can stand to our feet for scripture reading. I want to read from the book of Acts, chapter 12, we are going to read from verse 5. Okay. Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him.
Naizvozvo Petro akachengetwa mutirongo, asi akanga achinyengetererwa zvikuru nekereke kuna Mwari.
And when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night Peter was sleeping between two soldiers bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison.
Zvino Herodhi wakati oda kumuburitsa usiku ihwohwo, Petro akanga avete pakati pevarume vaviri akasungwa nemangetani maviri nevarindi vakanga vachirinda tirongo vakanga vari pamberi pomukova.
And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison, and he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, arise up quickly. And his chains fell off from his hands.
Ipapo tarira mutumwa washa akamirapo chiedza chikapenya mumba akarova Peter parutivi ndokumumutsa achiti muka ukurumidze. Ipapo mangetani akadonha kubva pamaoko ake.
And the angel said unto him, get thyself and bind on thy sandals. And so he did. And he said unto him, cast thy garment about thee and follow me.
Mutumwa akati kwaari, zvisunge chiuno usungirire shangu dzako. Iye akaita seizvozvo akati kwaari, fuka nguo yako unditeere.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Let us bow our heads.
Chikotamise uso hwedu. Tinamatei. Shetenzi Jehovha, Mwari makatinakira. Tinouya pamberi penyu nekuti tinongotenda kuti tiri vana. Uye imi muri baba vedu. Tinozviziva kuti hamukundwi nana baba vedu vepanyama. Vekuti kana tikakumbira vanotipa zvipo zvakanaka. Tikukumbira kwamuri tine kuziva nekutendeseka kuti munotipa sekukumbira kwedu. Mushumira averenga shoko renyu, tirikumukumikidza pamberi penyu Mwari. Kwete kuti ataure sokuda kwake, asi kuti ataure sokuda kwenyu. Nekuti Ishe tenzi tikanzwa kubva kumunhu tingapera tose, asi tikanzwa kubva kwamuri tinorarama. Shoko rimwe kana maviri kubva kwamuri anotiringana, anotisiya tiri pachinhano chiri nane. Pfungwa yemunhu hapana paikambogara yakabatsira kereke, asi pfungwa yenyu imimi nguva dzese inotisiya tiri vanhu vari nane. Pane zvatingada kunzwa isusu asi zvisiri muurongwa hwenyu, musazviite izvozvo. Itai kuti tingonzwa izvo zvamakatarira kuti tinzwe sevana venyu zuva ranhasi. Tinozvikumikidza sechechi, tichikumikidza mushumiri muruoko rwenyu, tichitibatsirei tive munzvimbo imwe chete nemi. Zita ratenzi namambo Jesu Kristu. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. May take our seats.
Tikare edu pasi.
So it's a bit warm.
Kuri kuti pisei.
If you find someone sitting close to you,
kaona paine mumwe agere pedyo newe,
closing his eyes,
kutsinzina meso ake,
you can do well by shaking him
or her. Unoita chinhu chakanaka kana ukangovazunguza.
Praise the Lord. I believe we are eating spiritual food.
Ndiri kudaira kuti tiri kudya chikafu chepamweya.
And when we are eating natural food,
kana tichidya chikafu chepanyama,
I don't believe you can sleep whilst you are eating.
And ndaviri kuti kune unorara iye achidya.
And I believe spiritual food is more important than natural food.
Ndaviri kuti chikafu chepamweya chakakosha kudarika chepanyama.
So don't allow Morpheus to take a hold of you.
Satendera Morpheus kuti vakubate.
Praise the Lord. I'm going to read another scripture while you are seated.
Chaverenga rimwe gwaro chakagara hedu kudaro.
From the book of James chapter 5.
Tikakuverenga kubva kubhuku raJakobho chitsauko 5.
From verse 18.
Kubva pandima 13.
Is any among you afflicted?
Kuno mumwe unotambudzika ari pakati penyu here?
Let him pray.
Iyeye nganyengetere.
Is any merry?
Kune mumwe unofara here?
Let him sing psalms.
Ngaimbe nzimbo.
Is any sick among you?
Kune mumwe unorwara here pakati penyu?
Let him call for the elders of the church.
Ngadane vakuru vekereke.
And let them pray over him.
Vamunyengeterere.
Anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord.
Vamuzodze nemafuta nezita rashe.
And the prayer of faith,
kunyengetera kwekutenda,
shall save the sick.
Kuchaponesa unorwara.
And the Lord shall raise him up.
Ishe uchamumuta.
And if he have committed sins,
kana akaita zvivi,
they shall be forgiven him.
Uchazvikanganirwa.
Confess your faults one to another.
Naizvozvo reururanai zvivi zvenyu mumwe kune mumwe.
And pray one for another.
Munyengetererane mumwe nemumwe.
That you may be healed.
Kuti mugoporeswa.
The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much.
Munyengetero wemunhu wakarurama une simba guru pakubata kwawo.
Praise the Lord. Blessed be his holy name.
Zita rake rikudzwe.
I want to talk about the power of praying for somebody.
Ndinotaura pamusoro pe simba rekunamatira mumwe munhu.
Power of praying for one another.
Simba rekunamatirirana.
Praise the Lord. From the first scripture we read,
kubva pagwara rekutanga rataverenga,
we are hearing of a certain scenario.
Tiri kuverenga pamusoro pemamiriro ezvinhu.
Our beloved brother Peter was imprisoned.
Hama yedu inodikanwa Petro vari mutirongo.
And the other fellow disciples, they did not just fold their hands.
Vamwe vadzidzi vakanga vari kunze havana kungopeta maoko.
But we are told,
tiri kuudzwa,
that prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him.
Vakaramba vachimunyengeterera pasina kuguma kuna Mwari.
Praise the Lord. Many times we pray for ourselves.
Kazhinji tinongozvinamatirira isu.
Which is a good thing to do.
Chinova chinhu chakanaka chekuita.
But today I want us to change our focus on ourselves.
Nhasi ndoda kuti timbosandura patakatarisa kubva pakuzvitarisa isusu.
And I want you to look for one sister or one brother.
Ndoda kuti utarise imwe hazvanzi kana imwe hama.
Praise the Lord. We want to pray for one another.
Toda kuti tinamatirirane.
Here is our beloved brother Peter in prison.
Hino yamai dinodikanwa Petro iri mutirongo.
And it's not the church that is in prison. But it's Brother Peter who was in prison. And what are we seeing the church doing? They're gathering together. And they're praying unto God. It helps to pray. And there's power in prayer. Don't ever underestimate the power of prayer. There's power hiding in prayer. And you do well if you use that power that is called prayer. Praise the Lord. Allow me to read a quote from the Message Expectation. Brother Branham says, and the only way I know to do is prayer. And he says, prayer is the key.
Prayer, munamato ndo key acho.
That's the answer.
Ndiyo minduro.
Prayer changes things.
Munamato unosandura zvinhu.
Praise the Lord. Do you have a situation in your life that seem not to end? I want to tell you this morning, there is one weapon that you have to use. And that weapon is called prayer. It can change things. I don't care how ugly the situation is. Brother Branham is telling us that prayer changes things. Whatever you are passing through, if you use this device, if you use this weapon called prayer, brother, it's so powerful. Brother Branham continues to say, prayer is the most powerful weapon that was ever put in the control of human beings. There's no atomic bomb or no hydrogen bomb. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. As powerful as prayer. And prayer can change the mind of God. Can you imagine? And Brother Branham says, did you know that? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Brother, when Iran is busy boasting about their nuclear weapons,
Iran pairi kuzvitutumadza nezvombo zvenuclear,
I believe the Eastly Church must stand up also and boast with their weapon that God has given them. And what is that weapon, my brother? That's prayer. Very powerful. Praise the Lord. Brother, are you seeing the power of prayer going into the jail? When our brother Peter was imprisoned, the brothers are praying here. Oh, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Brother, talk about remote control. Brother, your prayer that you can do now, brother, it is in a position to go to your rural area, to go to your aunt, to go to that clinic in the rural area where your brother is detained there. Prayer knows no distance. There are no boundaries that can stop prayer. The church is praying in the home somewhere. And Brother Peter is in the prison somewhere.
Brother Peter vari mutirongo kune imwe nzvimbo.
And brother, the power of prayer.
Simba remunamato.
Brother, it knows no wind.
Ritombo vhiringidzwa nemhepo.
Hallelujah. Knows no coldness. Brother, it can sail through all those obstacles. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Brother, does it work? Yes, sir. It is still working. Even today. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Brother, when I was at school, I was doing agriculture. And they were busy telling us theory. They used to tell us there is a type of weed. Troublesome weed. Brother, as they were telling us, it could not make much sense. Theory is good. But it must be the beginning of things. It's not the end of things. After you learn theory, you must now go to practical. Hallelujah. It's a time of applying what you have learned. And then you have results. Praise the Lord. Today, before we go home, I'm talking about prayer. This is the theory part. But before we go home today, I'm more interested in the practical part. Praise the Lord. My brothers, I believe in practical God. God is alive forevermore. Who rose from dead and is alive even this morning. That's the type of God I worship. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be His holy name. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The scripture is saying, is there anyone who is sick? Anyone in this? Sick in the church this morning, there's a remedy for you. Hallelujah. If you can only believe, all things are possible. Thus saith the Lord, cannot fail. Praise the Lord. The prayer of faith shall save the sick. And the Lord shall raise him up. Praise the Lord. Brother, what is the Bible telling us? It's telling us that when somebody who has faith, if he prays for somebody who is in trouble, if he prays for someone who is sick, the Bible is telling us that the Lord is able to raise that person. Even if he has committed some sins, brother, that prayer is in a position to enable someone to be forgiven his sins. Brother, are you realizing one thing here? If someone remains in sin, maybe it's you who is to blame. You are not getting into your position. Because the scripture is saying, if you have faith and you pray for someone
in sin,
God in heaven is in a position to hear and forgive the sins of that somebody. Praise the Lord. Brother, are you realizing there's power in praying for somebody? The power of prayer brought forth Peter from prison. Praise the Lord. The power of prayer this morning can heal someone who is sick. Is it possible? Yes, sir. All things are possible to them that believe. And I believe I'm speaking to believers this morning. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Brother, we need to practice some things. Brother, Brother Branham at one time, he was having a problem with his stomach. Whenever he eats something solid, he was having trouble with his stomach. Stomach pains. But one day, he heard someone preaching. And he told him, there's power in prayer. And brother, he believed that he was healed. Hallelujah. Brother, when he went home, he asked his mother to prepare that food that was giving trouble. What is Brother Branham doing here?
Brother Branham,
he is taking the theory part.
He
is taking what he was taught and is putting it into practice. And brother, just watch what happened when he tried to eat. He was like vomiting. But he told his mother, if I perish, I perish. I am holding unto the word of God. Brother, I want to believe that at times we fail to get what we are supposed to get because we are not desperate enough. Brother, when you reach a level where you are so much desperate, brother, I believe God can come down on the scene. Praise the Lord. It's possible. I believe it. Brother Branham was using his hand to force the food that was about to go out, to force it back inside. Brother, you talk about faith. That's faith in operation. And I believe Brother Branham was our example. Praise the Lord. May God give us some sisters at Eastleigh this morning. May God give us some brothers at Eastleigh this morning who can take God at His word. Who can say, I shall not be moved. Who can say, I will stand by thus saith the Lord. Who say, I will stand by what the prophet says. Who say, I don't care who. Who is going back, I'll keep on holding. Brother, it's possible. Blessed be His holy name. Hallelujah. Our God is wonderful. Listen to verse 16 of James. Confess your faults one to another. And pray one for another that you may be healed. Praise the Lord. Maybe your neighbor is sick. He's staying in agony. And you know who is the problem there? It's you who is the believer. Brother, you have power to pray for that somebody. And according to this scripture, that sick person has to be healed. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's necessary to pray for one another. Praise the Lord. Allow me to read the scripture from the book of Deuteronomy chapter 9.
Deuteronomy 9.
Verse 18. I trust we love the Lord this morning. Praise the Lord. We have
all the reasons to thank God.
Praise the Lord. We have all the reasons to thank God.
We
have all the reasons to love God better. Because He is alive. Praise the Lord. Verse 18 it says, and I fell down before the Lord, as at the first 40 days and 40 nights.
Ndikawira pasi pamberi pa Jehovah sepakutanga, mazuva ane makumi mana no usiku na makumi mana.
I did neither eat bread nor drink water.
kana kumwa mvura.
Praise the Lord. Who is this man who is talking about this? Who is this man who is forsaking drinking water? Who is this man who is saying, I don't want to eat anymore? This is the man called
Moses.
Brother Moses, why are you refusing to eat? Brother, there was a reason for that. Praise the Lord. Listen to what Moses says. Because of your sins which you have sinned. In doing wickedly in the sight of the Lord. To provoke him to anger. Oh brother, don't miss this. Brother, watch what is happening here. Brother Moses.
Moses
is coming down from the mountain. Where he had good time with the Lord. And when he came down, he's seeing the children of Israel, they are making a calf. Including his very brother,
Aaron.
Brother, he's seeing that situation. And brother, this is what is forcing Moses to forsake his food and water. In other words, he fasted. It was not because Moses had committed sins, but because of the children of Israel, because of some brothers and sisters who had erred. That's what forced this man called Moses to fast. Praise the Lord. Brother, when you see some brothers in error, when you see some sisters in error, that's not a good opportunity for you to dress him down or dress her down.
Sandi womukana, wekuchi famba manje, uchi mushora nekumuzvidza pamberi pevanhu vese.
Brother, your duty,
basa rako iwewe,
is to stand in the gap.
Ndere kumira pamukaha.
You go there, you stand in the gap.
Woenda unomira pamukaha.
Brother, if you don't do that,
ukarega kuita izvozvo,
I can give you an assurance of what will happen.
Ndinotokuudza chaizvo zvinozoitika.
You certainly lose that brother or sister.
Ucharasikirwa nehama iyoyo kana hanzvadzi iyoyo.
Brother, God was determined to wipe away the children of Israel.
Mwari vanga vakatsunga moyo kutsvaira vana vese vaIsrael.
They erred before God.
Vanga vatadza pamberi paMwari.
God was so determined to move them out on the face of the earth.
Mwari anga akatsunga moyo kuvabvisa panyika vese.
But here comes Moses.
Asi hendo Moses.
Brother, he comes to change the atmosphere.
Omba auya kuzovandudza
mamiriro ezvinhu. He comes to change the situation.
Ouya kuzovandudza mamiriro ezvinhu.
Stands there in the gap.
Omira ipapa akamira pamukaha.
Praise the Lord. May God give us some sisters at Eastleigh.
Mwari ngatipe hazvanzi paEastleigh.
May God give us some brothers at Eastleigh.
Mwari atipe hama paEastleigh.
Who can identify some mistakes of some brothers?
Vanogona kutoona mhosho dzimwe hama.
And then they go and stand in the gap.
Voichienda vonomira pamukaha.
To call God on the scene.
Kudaidza Mwari kuti aburuke pamamiriro ezvinhu.
Praise the Lord. Brother, it helps.
Zvinobatsira hama.
If you don't do that, we'll lose those brothers here.
Ukasadaro hama idzodzo tinorasikirwa nadzo.
Those brothers will certainly die.
Hama idzodzo dzinotofa.
Praise the Lord. Verse 19.
Ndima 19.
For I was afraid of the anger and hot displeasure wherewith the Lord was wroth against you to destroy you.
Nokuti ndakatya hasha nokutsamwa kukuru kwamakatsamwirwa nako naJehovha.
Praise the Lord. But the Lord hearkened unto me at that time also. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. May God give us some people who have the spirit of
Moses
to stand in the gap.
Vanogona kumira pamukaha.
Praise the Lord. There's power in praying for somebody. You have to pray for that brother. You have to pray for that sister. It's your duty to pray for him or her. If you don't do that, we are going to bury that brother. Praise the Lord. Verse 20. And the Lord was very angry with Aaron to have destroyed him.
Jehovah akaita shungu kwazvo na Aaron akada kumuparadza.
Praise the Lord. Brother, just watch the attitude of Moses.
Iwo uchitarisa muono nekuzvibata kwaMoses.
He is not saying the children of Israel, you deserve it.
Haana kumbosvika akati, ah, tsvatiwaro, manga muchifanirwa kuparadzwa.
He never said, I preached this to you several times.
Haana kumboti, ah, ndoka zvandai kuparidzira izvi makore esaya.
He never said, I had series regarding this matter.
Haana kumbosvika akati, ndakadoparidza maseries pamusoro penyaya iyi.
He never said, you deserve it, die.
Haana kumboti, aiwa, indaa dzenyu, ifai.
Even his own brother Aaron.
Kunyangwe mukoma wake Aaron.
God was determined to destroy him.
Mwari vanga vakatsunga mwoyo vachida kumuparadza.
But watch what Moses is doing.
Asi kutarisa zviri kuitwa naMoses.
And I prayed for Aaron also this time.
Ndakamunamatirawo Aaron panguva iyoyo.
Did God continue destroying Aaron?
Mwari vakafambira mberi here kuparadza Aaron kwete.
What caused God to stop destroying Aaron?
Chii chakaita kuti Mwari vasaparadza Aaron?
What caused God to stop destroying Israel?
Chakaita kuti Mwari vasaparadza Israel chii?
The prayer of Moses.
Munamato wa Moses.
Standing in the gap.
Achimira pamukaha.
Brother, there's power to pray for somebody.
Pane simba pakunamatira mumwe munhu.
Praise the Lord. Blessed be his holy name.
Zita rake dzvene rikudzwe.
In 2013.
Muna 2013.
In South Africa.
South Africa.
There's one brother called Enoch Oyus Sekeyere.
Pane imwe hama inonzi Enoch Oyus Sekeyere.
He's from Ghana.
Inobva kuGhana.
His story was published in South African newspaper.
Nyaya yavo yakaburitswa ma newspaper ku South Africa.
He was kidnapped.
Vakapambwa kutorwa nechisimba.
He was studying at a certain university.
Vanga vari kudzidza pane imwe university.
And then on a certain weekend.
Pane imwe weekend.
On a Saturday morning.
Mangwana nemso mugovera.
He was watching the deep call it under the deep.
Vakatarisa video yayo inonzi deep call it under the deep.
And then he went to the shops with after watching that video with his friend.
Vakaenda kuzvitoro sure mekuona video yayo neshamwari dzavo.
Maybe some of you have heard about that story.
Kuda vamwe makainzwa nyaya yehama iyi.
Now they met with some robbers.
Vakasangana nedzimwe mbavha.
And then they acted as if they were police officers.
Mbavha dziya ndokuita kunge ndidzo mapurisa.
And then they said, we want to take your fingerprints.
Vakati tiruda kutora ma fingerprints.
And then they agreed that the other one be released so that you go home with the goods that they purchased, some groceries.
Ndokumba vati asi mumwe wenyu anogona kuenda. Adzokere nezvinhu izvi zvamanga matenga aende nazvo kuhostel.
So they remained with brother Enoch Owus.
Vakasara na brother Enoch Owus.
So they drove to a certain police station.
Ndokumba vasvika pane imwe police station.
When they reached that police station, one of the occupants, he walked inside the police station.
Vakati vasvika pa police station yaya, mumwe wevapambi vaya akapinda mu police station.
And then just after a few minutes he came back.
Sure kwa ma minutes akabuda.
And then he said they were not having the devices that they want for them to take the fingerprints.
Ndokumva ati chimushini chekuitisa ma fingerprints changa chisiri mukamba.
And then they said they were going to check from another police station.
Ndokumva ati takuita kunotarisa kune imwe police station.
So as they were moving,
vachifamba kudaro,
these robbers they revealed themselves.
Mbavha idzi dzakabva dzazozvitaura kuti ndivanani.
They told him that they were robbers.
Vachibva vamuudza kuti haisusi tiri matsotsi.
And they clearly mentioned to him
that
the way how they operate is they rob. After robbing, they kill. Because if you allow you to go, you go and report to us at the police station and then you'll be arrested.
And then
Brother Enoch, he told them,
Brother Enoch,
he said, as for killing me, you cannot kill me. And then they said, you don't know what you are talking about. We have experience in these things. Praise the Lord. Now, according to Brother Enoch Owusu, they withdrew some money from his ATM machine. After taking all the money, they started to beat him. To fulfill their words, to kill. They assaulted him. Until they were convinced that he is a dead man. They took him and they put him in the boot. Now, according to Brother
Enoch,
he said, an angel came while he was in the boot. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And then he was told that he was going to be released after 3 days. And then he said, what is so special about me? And then he was told that the video that he was watching in the morning about the deep calling unto the deep. He said, I just want to prove to you that what Brother Branham was saying is the truth. Praise the Lord. We have believed a message. A vindicated message. Praise the Lord. We are at the right place. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, the message moved around in different countries that the brother was kidnapped. Now, while he was in that boot, he said he saw some mist. Some coming from the east, some from west, some from north, some from south. And they are all gathering at a certain corner in that boot. And then Brother Enoch asked this angel.
Brother Enoch wakavunza ngirozi.
He said, I don't understand about this mist. And then the angel said,
ngirozi ndokuti,
the brothers around the world,
hama pasirese,
they heard about your request that you are kidnapped. So these are the prayers of saints coming from different places. Praise the Lord. Brother, when you are praying, it appears as if nothing is happening. But I want to tell you this morning, there will be something happening in the spiritual realm. Our God is able. Your prayer is not in vain. Our God is alive forevermore. Even if you call upon him today, your prayer is not in vain, my brother, my sister. Hallelujah. We must learn to pray for somebody. Blessed be his holy name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm going to read a quote from the message called
Why.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Brother Branham, he talks about something that is very, very nice. I was telling some brothers at one time before, in Dubai, we have some brothers that we normally go out after service and then we have time of prayer in the mountains. And at one time, I just happened to listen to one brother who was praying for me. Oh, brother, I want to admit, I've never prayed for myself like that
before.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, watch this from what the prophet says. You know, sometimes when we are praying for others, we are the ones that get the help many times. Brother, when you are praying for somebody, praise the Lord. When you are praying for one brother to be promoted at his
workplace,
Brother Branham is saying, it's you who is praying for that brother who normally benefits.
Brother,
what are we saying here? Brother, there are benefits of praying for one another. Praise the Lord. Maybe you are missing some certain benefits. And do you know the reason? The reason is you are not praying for somebody. There are benefits in praying for
somebody.
Praise the Lord. We want to make sure today, before we go home, we want to get hold of this benefit. Brother, it's real. It's possible. Blessed be his holy name. Hallelujah. Our God is able. We worship a living God who is alive forevermore. Praise the Lord. Allow me to read from the book of Daniel, chapter
9,
from verse 20.
Daniel 9, 20.
Praise the Lord. And while I was speaking and praying and confessing my sin and the sin of my people Israel,
zvino ndakati ndichitaura nokunyengetera nokureurura zvivi zvangu nezvivi zvevanhu vangu Israel,
and presenting my supplication before the Lord my God for the holy mountain of my God,
uye nokuisa kukumbira kwangu pamberi paJehovha Mwari wangu pamusoro pegomo dzvene raMwari wangu.
Praise the Lord. Brother, he is Daniel.
Hey, Daniel.
Brother, he is realizing that the children of Israel then sinned. Brother, he is not watching from afar. But brother, he is being identified with the situation. He is saying, I am a Levite. I am identified with Israelites. Brother, he is stepping in the situation. And
he
is calling upon God. And
he
is confessing the sins of
Israel.
Praise the Lord. May God give us some people at Eastley. Who can stand in the gap? Brother, it's possible. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Our God is able. Watch verse 21. While I was speaking, in prayer, even the man Gabriel. You want to see an angel? There's a condition. You need to pray for somebody. You need to confess sins of somebody. And then you'll be in a position to see angels. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, touched me at the time of the evening oblation.
Wandakanga ndambowona pane zvandakaratidzwa pakutanga ndaneta kwazvo wakasvika kwandiri nenguva inenge yechipirisiro chemadekane.
Praise the Lord. Is it possible to see angels in
2018?
It's possible.
Zvinokwanisika.
But it's you who is holding the key.
Ndiwe iwe une key yacho.
What is the key?
Kipanya
yai chii. Pray for somebody, my brother. Confess the sins of somebody. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Brother, in the Bible, there are many examples that we can give.
Nehemiah
chapter 1, verse
6.
Let thine ear now be attentive, and thine eyes open, that thou mayest hear the prayer of thy servant, which I pray before thee now, day and night. For who? Praise the Lord. May God help us this morning. Brother Nehemiah is going before the Lord. Not for himself, but for the children of
Israel
and thy servants, and confess the sins of the children of Israel, which we have sinned against thee. Both I and my father's house have sinned. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Brother, those brothers that have gone astray, that are believing different things, whether we want it or not, somehow we are identified with them. We cannot reverse it. The damage has been done. But what do we do? Are we going to fold our hands, my brothers? Brother, I believe we need to take the attitude of Nehemiah. We need to take the attitude of Daniel. Brother, I believe this is a Christian way of doing things. Brother, you hold them in prayer. You confess their sins. You cry out unto God. Praise the Lord. Who knows? Maybe one of them will be convicted and come back and make things right. Our duty is not just to look from far. Our duty is to go before the Lord. Our duty is to pray for them. And who benefit? We are going to benefit. Brother, we want to reap all those benefits of praying for others. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be his holy name. I'm going to read a quote from the message, God is covenant with Abraham. And then the little woman couldn't have no place to sit down. So she went up in the balcony in the gymnasium. And she got up there, and about a couple hours later, when I come in prayer cards was called, and the little woman was standing in the line. So the little woman up in the balcony, she said, "Oh my, maybe I shouldn't have done that, but I felt better after I done it." When the little woman came up in the line with the baby, the Holy Spirit came. Begin to talk to the woman. Tell her who she was and what was the matter with
your
baby. But said, "You know, your baby is already healed." Because a little lady. Praise the Lord. A little lady. May God give us a little lady in the church this morning who feels a burden not to pray for herself, but to pray for a daughter of a certain woman. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because a little lady has prayed for her. With a little calico dress on.
He's
standing right up there in the balcony. God has already heard your prayer. And the baby is already healed. You don't have to worry about it. It's alright. Now, what if the little mother had failed to do what God told her to do? Praise the Lord. It's always good to obey.
Zvakanaka nguva dzose kuteerera.
Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Brother, in the Bible,
mubhaibheri hama,
in the book of Job,
mubhuku raJob,
the Bible says,
Bhaibheri rinoti,
God speaks once or twice.
Mwari vanotaura kamwe chete kana kaviri.
But men don't understand.
Asi munhu haanzwi.
In other words, God is still speaking to his people. But brother, there is a channel that is clogged.
Asika, muweza wacho uri kufanga kufamba nezvinhu wakavharwa.
If you are at your house,
kana iwe uri kumba kwenyu,
if you are failing to get news from ZBC,
uri kutadza kuwana news kunzwa nawo kubva ku ZBC,
it does not mean that ZBC are on strike.
Hazvirei kuti ku ZBC hakuna vanhu vari kuverenga nawo.
But brother, you need to check your gadget.
Tarisa kuti ka radio kako zvinhu zviri kufamba zvakanaka here.
ZBC is in operation 24/7.
ZBC iri kushanda nawo dziri kuverengwa.
In other words, the headquarter is in full operation.
Zviri kutaura kuti kumuzinda zvinhu zvese zviri right.
Allow me to say this morning.
Regai nditi mangwanani ano.
Our headquarter also.
Kumuzinda wedu isusu.
Our heavenly headquarter.
Muzinda wokudenga.
Is in full operation.
Uri kushanda zvakakwana.
And is still dispatching messages.
Uye mashoko acho ari kutumirwa kubva kumuzinda.
And if you are failing to get what is coming from the
headquarter. Kana uri kutadza kuwana mashoko kubva kumuzinda.
Don't blame the headquarter.
Haikona kupomera muzinda mhaka.
Check your gadget.
Tarisa kuti chauri kubatisa chacho mashoko.
Check your channel.
Muweza wako wokubata mashoko.
You must check your channel.
Tarisa muweza wokubata mashoko.
Brother Branham said the channel is clogged up.
Brother Branham vari kuti muweza uyu wadzivirirwa nezvinhu zvakawanda wanda.
The way how we speak can clog up the channel.
Matauriro ako chaiwo anogona kuvhara muweza wokuuya nemashoko.
The way how you hold yourself can clog up the channel.
Mazvibatiro ako anogona kuvhara muweza wokuuya nemashoko.
The gossip you are identified with can block the channel.
Makuhwa aunoverengwa pakati pavo iwayo.
The lusting spirit can clog up the channel.
Mweya weruchiva wawinawo unogona kuvhara muhwezva.
An honest spirit can clog up the channel.
Mweya wehutsotsi unogona kuvhara muhwezva.
May God give us a wire brush this morning.
Mwari ngatipe wire brush.
Spiritual wire brush.
Wire brush. Brother,
we want to open up the channel.
Tinyatso kwesha muweza.
God wants to move in the church.
Mwari vanoda kufamba muchurch.
God wants to move in the family.
Mwari vanoda kufamba mumhuri.
But brother, we have clogged the channel.
Asi tavhara muweza iyi.
May God give us some people this morning.
Mwari vadipe vanhu mangwanani
ano. Who are ready to open up.
Vakagadzirira kuvhura.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In the message called communion,
communion,
Brother Branham said,
Brother Branham anoti,
to commune,
kudyidzana,
is to talk,
kuraira, kutaura,
to one another,
kutaurirana.
It's a message being dispatched.
Ishoko rinenge richipuhwa.
And when the message is dispatched, it's not the end of the story.
Nyaya haipereri pakupuhwa kweshoko.
But that's the beginning of the matter.
Ndo mavambo enyaya iwayo.
The Bible says,
Bhaibheri rinoti,
Enoch walked with God.
Enoch wakafamba naMwari.
And was found not.
Haana kuzowanikwa.
Brother, do you think it was only Enoch talking to God and God not speaking back to Enoch?
Iwo unomuona nyaya yaiitika paukama uhu. Ndiwo kungoti Enoch ndiye aitaura naMwari, Mwari vasingataurire.
Brother, it was a fellowship.
Paine kuyanana hama.
Brother Branham said,
Brother Branham anoti,
you must have something
that
you speak to.
Cha unotaura kwachiri.
That's not the end of the matter.
Nyaya haiperi pakuti iwe wataura.
Many Christians, they end there.
MaKristu akawanda ari kuguma ipapo.
But brother, that's not the end of the matter.
Sandiwo magumo enyaya iwayo.
That's the beginning of the matter.
Ndopatotangira nyaya.
You speak to something.
Iwe unotaura kune chimwe chinhu.
That something must speak back to you.
Ichocho chinhu ichocho ngachitaure kwauri.
My brothers, my sisters,
Hamanjadzi,
with all due respect,
tikudzana,
if you have not reached that level,
kana uzoti wasvika pachiyero ichocho,
where you speak,
chekuti iwe unotaura,
and you wait,
womirira,
until God answers,
kusvikira Mwari vapindura,
it has to be like that.
Zvinofanirwa kuva zvakadaro.
If it's not like that, there is something somewhere wrong.
Pane chisiri munzvimbo.
And you are treading on dangerous grounds.
Uye ukaona uri kupurarama uchidaro ka, uri kufamba panonyudza.
We say our God is alive.
Tiri kuti Mwari wedu mupenyu.
Is it not true?
Well,
if he is a living God,
kana ari Mwari mupenyu,
he must be in a position to answer back.
Anofanirwa kupindura.
Praise the Lord. I was in India a few weeks ago.
Ndakandiri ku India maviki mashamapfuura.
Brother, they worship idols.
India kunona matwa zvimufananidzo ama.
And they don't hide.
We are azvinyadzise ku India.
They do it on a public place.
Zvinotoitwa pachena.
An idol. They speak to an object.
Vano taura kuzvivezwa.
And that object does not speak back
Chivezwa,
to them. Brother, there must be a difference between them and us. Brother, if you are praying and nothing is coming, check your channel. Check your channel, my sister. You are treading on dangerous ground. Don't allow this year to end in that
wheel.
You must cry unto God. You must cry unto God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Elijah at one time he said, for how long shall we have two opinions? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brother, we want God that can answer. We are here for God that can answer. Who is alive. And that God is in the church this morning. And that God can touch someone this morning. That God can heal someone this morning. He is alive forevermore. Blessed be his holy name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm going to read the scripture from the book of Job, chapter 42.
Job, number 42.
Praise the Lord. There are benefits for you if you pray for someone. Praise the Lord. Job chapter
42.
From verse
10.
And the Lord turned the captivity of Job.
Mwari vakatarira kutapwa waJob.
We all know the scenario that was happening with Job.
Tese tinoziya mamirire zvinhu anga ari kuitika kuna Job.
He was a sick man.
Akanga ari munhu anga ari murwere.
He had boils all around his body.
Akanga aine mamota muviri wese.
Things were not moving well for him.
Zvinhu zvakazviri kumufambira.
He lost all his livestock.
He
lost all his children until his friends came also.
And
they were accusing him. Just curse God and die. Even his very wife, she also came. And she said, just curse God and die. Honey, just curse God and die. You must be careful of the advice you get. Even from those people you trust very much. Just check every advice that is coming to you. You need to check and compare with the scriptures. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God for Job. He did not take the advice of his wife. He remained holding. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, let's go to our verse now. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job. In other words, Job was in captivity. Things were not moving well for Job. Praise the Lord. Now listen to this. When he prayed for his friends, in other words, God removed the captivity of Job. Not after he had testified to some people. Not after he had sung some nice songs. But because he had prayed for his friends. Glory! Praise the Lord! Hallelujah! Brother, maybe you're in captivity. Maybe the devil is binding you. You are bound by demons from hell. Maybe some ancestral spirits are binding you. Oh, I have a solution for you this morning. You need to do something this morning. There is a key that is just waiting for you to unlock those blessings, to move those chains. Brother, the key is to pray for somebody. You need to pray for those friends who are criticizing you. Pray for those brothers who are criticizing you. Pray for those sisters who are criticizing you. That's the key you need to have. May God help us. Hallelujah. And just watch this. When he had prayed for his friends, also the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before.
Jehovah akapa Job.
You want a double blessing from the Lord? Hallelujah! You want a double promotion from the Lord? There's a key that you need.
Key
that can unlock those blessings. Pray for those brothers. Pray for those sisters. Hallelujah! Verse 12, for the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning. For he had
14,000
sheep.
And 6,000
camels and 1,000 yoke of oxen and 1,000 she-asses.
Nemakamera ane zvuru zvitanhatu nenzombe dzinosungwa pamajoko.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You want blessings from the Lord this morning? It's possible for you to receive those blessings if you pray for somebody. Hallelujah. Can you just promise me that you are going to pray for somebody? Hallelujah. That couple that you know, that is not having children. Do you know that you hold the key? That family that is struggling in poverty, do you know that you are holding the
key?
That brother who has stayed a long time without getting promotion, do you know that you are holding the
key?
You are in a position to stand in the gap, to call upon God, and God can come down. Is it possible? It's possible. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. As I am about to close, allow me to talk about Auntie Jemima. Blessed be his holy name. Brother Branham said, if you identify a character in the Bible who held himself in a specific way and God came down to that person, Brother Branham said, you have a right also. If you walk in the same footsteps, if you do the same thing, God is bound by his word. Which word? Hebrews 13 verse
8.
He is the same God. The same yesterday, today, forever. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Brother, I believe Auntie Jemima.
Ndinotenda kuti Auntie Jemima.
She came to understand this thing.
Vakasvika pakunzwisisa zvinhu izvi.
She identified a character in the Bible.
Vakawana munhu muBhaibheri.
In the book of Kings.
Mubhuku remadzimambo.
She saw a widow woman.
Vakaona shirikadzi yanga irimo.
Praise the Lord. She saw a son who was sick.
Ndokuona mwanakomana airwara.
And then she said, "I am the widow woman."
Ndokubva ati ini ndiri shirikadzi.
And the son who was sick in Kings is my son who is
mwanakomana airwara mubhuku remadzimambo ndiye mwanakomana wangu uyu ari kurwara.
Praise the Lord. Now, the issue was not to look around for a widow.
Nyaya yavo yanga isiri yekutsvaga shirikadzi.
She knew the widow is here.
Aitoziva kuti shirikadzi iri pano.
She knew the son is here.
Achiziva futi kuti mwanakomana ari kurwara ari
pano. But there was one character that was missing.
Pane changa chakashota manje.
That was Elijah.
Panga panga shota Elijah.
Elijah was missing in
Elijah
the
Elijah shota panyaya iyi.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Brother, if you are reading the Bible,
kana uri kuverenga Bhaibheri,
you must find yourself.
Unofanira kuzviwana muBhaibheri.
Praise the Lord. When God is saying Moses, Moses.
Bhaibheri mwari pano achiti Moses, Moses.
You can just remove the name Moses and you put your name there.
Praise the
Lord. Hallelujah. You must see yourself in the Bible. If you don't see yourself in the Bible will become a history book to you. Brother, we must lift Christ out of history. Hallelujah. We want practical affairs here. Blessed be his holy name. Hallelujah. So now the prayer of this widow woman,
Auntie Jemima,
was to look for Elijah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. For the puzzle to work.
Zvinhu zvigoshanda maringe nezvaiona. Paidiwa kuva paina Eria.
Oh, hallelujah. And brother, just watch what happened.
Tarisa zvakaitika.
She called upon God.
Akadaidza Mwari.
And brother, the channel between this widow woman,
muwezvaka wanga uri pakati pemudzimai uyu,
and the headquarter,
nemuzinda,
there was free flow of information.
Mashoko ga aifamba zvisina ari kumadzitira kana.
So when she was speaking to her God,
paitaura namwari wake mudzimai uyu,
God was not a silent God to her.
Mwari wacho anga asiri mwari akanga ari chimumumu.
Brother, God was answering back to her.
Mwari aipindura.
Brother, until God told her to go out of the house,
kusvikira mwari wacho ataura kuti chibuda mumba,
she walked out from the house.
Ndokubuda kubva mumba
at 3 a.m.
panguva dza 3 makuseri.
Brother, she defied all the coldness.
Akazvidza kutonhora kwanga kuriko.
She defied all the darkness.
Akazvidza rima futi.
What was driving her?
Chii changa chiri kumusunda.
Brother, she was praying not for herself.
Anga ari kunamata kwete kuzvinamatira.
As far as she was concerned,
panyaya yake iyeka,
her channel with God,
muwezva wake wekutaura namwari,
there was a free flow of information.
Mashoko aifamba pasina chidziviso.
But she was more worried,
asi anga ari kunetsekana,
about her son,
nemwanakomana wake.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. There's power in praying for somebody.
Pane simba rekunamatira mumwe munhu.
Brother, the prayer of a son,
munamato wemwanakomana,
the prayer that was prayed,
munamato wakanamatwa.
Brother, it first imagines the landing of a plane.
Wakamanikidza ndege kuti imbomhara painga isingafanirwe kumhara.
The captain had to make a bold decision.
Muchairi wendege ka akatozvisvingisa.
Brother, they had to leave all the other dignitaries.
Vakatombosiya vamwe makurukota. Nevamwe vairema.
Who were going to attend some meetings.
Vaive vaine mabiti navanga vakatatasana nao.
Brother, what was causing that?
Chii chakachiita kuti zviitike izvi?
It's the power of a prayer for someone.
Ranga riri simba remunamato uri kunamatirwa mumwe munhu.
Brother, it caused the havoc in the air.
Zvakakonzera nyonga nyonga muchadenga.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be his holy name.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Our God is able and is alive forevermore. Hallelujah. Brother, the airline was forced to book hotels. All the passengers. Brother, it was an budgeted expense. Praise the Lord. In other words, it was a loss to the airline. But who caused this?
Auntie Jemima.
Praise God. Brother, do you know you can shake the kingdom of the devil? When a weakest believer pray, you can shake the kingdom of
Satan.
And we don't want to do that tomorrow. We want to start today. We want to shake his kingdom. Satan has to fall.
Satan,
the chains of darkness must be broken. It's possible. If you can only believe, all things are possible. Hallelujah. Brother, she was waiting there outside the gate. Keep watching. Waiting for your deliverance. Keep watching, my brother. Keep watching, my sister. Don't get weary. Your deliverance is on the way. Your deliverance is coming. Your deliverance is just on your doorstep. Just keep on holding. Something is going to happen. Your answer is just on the way, brother. Keep on holding, my sister. Something good is going to happen. Hallelujah. Just claim and go forward. Just claim what belongs to you. All things are possible to them that believe. As you stand to our feet, all things are possible. Even this morning, all things are possible. Not some things, but all things. All things are possible. It's possible, my brother. Hallelujah. Blessed be his holy name. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Let me close by saying this. I like nature very much. The Bible says in the book of Job, watch nature. Learn from nature. There's an animal called buffalo. When a buffalo is attacked, praise the Lord. When one buffalo is attacked, when it is attacked, praise the Lord. If it gives what is known as a distress call, brother, the other buffaloes, I don't care whether they are eating very rich grass. I don't care whether they are drinking sweet water. The moment they hear a distress call, brother, they forsake everything. In other words, the sweet water is less important than my fellow buffaloes. Brother, they forsake everything. And brother, they come for rescue. Praise the Lord. Brother, are you realizing we are very important? When you receive a distress call,
kana tika gamuchira.
When one sister is in
Parerenyatwa,
when one brother is detained at Gomo hospital, when you hear a distress call, Brother, you don't wait. You don't say, I'll pray for that brother tomorrow morning. During my prayer time. Can I tell you something? When that buffalo that is in danger,
buffalo inyati inenge iri panjodzi,
the more the delay to rescue,
kana ikanonokerwa kubatsirwa,
the more the injury is inflicted.
Inokuvadzwa zvakawedzera.
And the more the likely for that animal to die.
Uye inenge yap inokwanisa kufa zviri nyore.
What am I saying?
Ndiri kuti chii?
When one brother is in danger,
kana hama iri munjodzi,
brother, it's time to forsake everything.
Yanguva yekusiya zvose.
You go and kneel down. Even if you are in the bus. That prayer you are doing. It can save your
soul.
Hallelujah. Our God is able. Praise the Lord. We want to pray for one another this morning. Hallelujah. As we are about to pray. Listen to this. From the message, will the church go before the tribulation? Will the church go before the tribulation? Put your hands put your hands on one another. If you are believers, praise the Lord. I believe in practical things. And our God is able. Brother, I don't care how your situation is. Maybe you have a very big situation. I want to tell you our God is too big for
this.
Praise the Lord. You pray for the person next to you.
Namatira munhu ari pedyo newe.
And the one next to you.
Ne uya ari pedyo newe kune rumwe rutivi.
Pray for you that's being prayed for.
Iwewe ka uri kunamatirwa wacho unamatira mumwe wacho.
Each one of you.
Umwe nomumwe wenyu.
Pray one for another now.
Munamatirane.
Anywhere in the building.
Pese pamuri muchiva.
I challenge this faith.
Ndiri kudenha.
With our heads bowed.
Kutenda kwenyu.
With our heads bowed. Praise the Lord. We want to pray. Hallelujah. Just obey the instruction of the prophet. I want you to pray one for another. Just lay your hand on someone next to you. We want to pray. Brother, we want to break all chains of Satan. Our God is able. Our God is able. Hallelujah. We want to challenge all evil spirits this morning. All doubting spirit. I want to put it under my feet. For the glory of God. All unclean spirit. All doubting spirit. All ancestral spirit. And Holy Spirit, we want to bind it this morning. Hallelujah. We want to bring down the stronghold of God. We are in His presence. Brother, under this atmosphere, anything is possible. Just raise your faith. Raise your faith, sister. Raise your faith, brother. We are in His presence. Hallelujah. The pillar of fire is here. The angel of the Lord is here. Hallelujah. Blessed be His holy name. We want to do like Jacob. Who said, you cannot live. I can't leave you until you do something. I cannot leave you, God. Unless you bless my brother. I cannot leave you, God. Until my brother is promoted. I will not leave you, God. Until my sister is healed. I cannot leave you, God. Until my sister has received the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is here. The pillar of fire is here. The angel of the Lord is here. We are in His presence. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's worship Him, church. Let's worship him. Let's worship him. We are in his presence. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Call upon his name. Call upon his name, sister. Call upon his name, brother. All things are possible. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, Father God, here we are this morning. Father, we appreciate you. Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we glorify your name. Oh, God, we are in your presence. Oh, Lord Jesus, may you touch your people. May you touch your people, Father. Those that are weak, we pray that you give them strength. Those that need the Holy Ghost, may you touch them. May you anoint them, Father. May you be Jehovah Jireh. Those that need children, Father, I pray this morning, may you grant them children. Those that are barren, Father, may you open up the womb, sir. Oh, Father, you are holy this morning. Those that are weak, Father, may you give them strength, sir. Father, you are holy this morning. May you grant grace to your people. Father, you are holy. May you touch your people. Oh, Father, those that are bound by ancestral spirits, we bind you this morning. We bind you this morning. Oh, ancestral spirits, we bind you. In the name of Jesus, Father, we glorify your name. Father, we appreciate you. Father, we glorify your name. Father, you are holy, Lord. Father, you are in our midst. May you touch your people. May you touch your church. May you touch the believers. May you forgive their sins. Oh, Father, backbiting spirit, we bind it this morning. Oh, Father, you are holy, Father. You are wonderful. We glorify your name. We uplift your holy name. Be praised, Father. Oh, God, you are holy, Father. May you touch your people. May you touch your children. May you restore back, Father, what your children have lost. May you give to them. Oh, yes, the church. May you restore back love among brothers, Father. Love, Father. God, we pronounce love in Eastley Church. We pronounce love, Father. May you send forth love among the children, among the believers. Oh, Father, you are holy. Grant it, Father. You are holy this morning. We magnify your name. We glorify your name. Oh, God, you are holy, Father. You are wonderful. We magnify your name. We glorify your name, Lord. May you touch your people. Those that need the Holy Ghost, Father, may you grant it to them. May you give to them, Father. May you touch them. Oh, Lord Jesus, may you have full preeminence. May you move from bench to bench. May you touch your people. May you touch your people. May you touch your people. May you touch your people, Father. May you send forth your Holy Ghost. Oh, Father, you are holy this morning. Oh, Father, Lord, have mercy, Lord, upon us. Oh, Father, we need thee. We glorify your name. We uplift your holy name. We glorify your name. May you touch your people. May you touch your people. May you touch your people, Father. Oh, God, those that are bound, Father, let them be loosed. In the name of Jesus Christ. We pray for liberty. We pray, Lord, for redemption. We pray, Father, may you touch your people. Oh, Father, you are holy. Father, you are wonderful. We glorify your name. Oh, God, be praised, Lord Jesus. Oh, Father, how we need thee. We glorify your name. Oh, hallelujah. How we need thee, Lord. Let your holy name pray. Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Under this atmosphere, anything is possible. Just touch the hem of his garment sister touched the hem of his garment. He's passing by. He's passing by. Touch his garment. Sister, touch his garment. Brother, touch his garment. As he's passing by. The angel's passing by. Hallelujah. Touch him. Just touch him, my brother. Touch him, my sister. Touch him, my brother. Touch him, my sister. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be his holy name. We glorify your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.